Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it! It's time for episode 608 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. What's up, star?
How's it going?
Good.
Great. I'm about to get on a 6:15 flight tomorrow morning with our special guest today, actually. And so I'm just prepping. I'm mentally prepping.
Okay. You're already gone, you're saying. You're already halfway on the road.
Now I'm packing in as much like exuberance as I can.
Okay. You're Willie Nelson on the road again. You can't wait to get back out there to make music with your friends.
I wonder what the earliest he ever woke up was for tour.
Oh, my God. I mean, they had to have him up at all hours. Probably what he needs the weed for. It's just to deal with the stresses of the lifestyle.
That's true. He's just thinking about that flight the next day.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our guest.
All right. Here she comes now. You know her as Gretchen on Peacock's Killing It. Also KJ on Righteous Gemstones. And you know her from I Think You Should Leave with Tom Robinson. And she's got a couple podcasts. This Book Changed My Life on Comedy Bang Bang World and Going Deep on Stitcher. Please welcome to the charts, Lily Sullivan.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh.
Hey. Hey, Lily.
Hi. Wow. Thank you for that introduction.
Of course. Yeah. Welcome to the charts.
It's always very weird when people read off what's going on in my life.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I did that in August last year. And then that thing I did. Oh, I didn't even remember
that
one.
Did that like 5 years ago.
It's like a weird, super random, this is your life.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But I'm very excited for our 6 a.m. flight tomorrow, Brett.
Yes. See you bright and early.
Why does it gotta be so early? Is Scott? Is he trying to punish you for transgressions?
He's mad at us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He's always just really jealous.
Yeah,
of very everything petty we have going on.
He's got a 10 a.m. flight. I mean,
he's crazy. Is he on our flight? I didn't see.
Oh wow. Yeah, he'll be there.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Yeah,
he'll big time. Yeah, he'll sit up. First class.
Get ready to see Paul F. Tompkins looking perfect at 6:15 a.m.
That's insane.
Yeah,
I look like a different person really that early in the morning. I'm like, my face is like four times smaller.
I love how you keep warning me of that.
There's no way that's true.
I think you're going to show up like Paul in a three-piece suit with a matching hat.
Right. Yeah, it turns out you look
exactly
like
Paul.
Way glowed up in 6:15. I look different.
I do. I feel like I have, and I know this isn't like an actual condition, but it's like a condition where in the morning I feel like I'm hungover all the time.
Every day?
Every single day.
Slow
Doesn't matter. I could have gone to bed at, you know, 11, 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Like a good little girl, whatever. Wake up, gotten plenty of sleep, and I look and feel like absolute dog shit.
Maybe you're going out drinking and you just don't know, you're blacking out. Just waking up.
Yeah, you take an Ambien.
Yeah, if you talk to my husband, I'm sure he'll be like, yeah, well, you're an alcoholic. No.
We were talking about this actually on this last leg, Drew Tarver. Had one of my favorite quotes just offhand because we were talking about whether we were going to go out, you know, at night and have a few drinks, which we did usually, but we had one of these early flights. And then we sort of decided like we didn't even mind that much being hungover the next day because it was like we already, like you were saying, like feel like shit. But he was saying like already when I'm on a plane, you're saying, I feel like I'm on fire like the whole time. Like, I'm basically sitting there just trying to hold it in. Like feeling of just being in flames.
It's absolutely the worst.
The worst. Right.
So he's
worst
like,
way with to spend your time.
It's just like if you add a little bit of gas to that fire, it's like not really changing the situation for me.
You're still subdued and trying not to explode. I hate the idea you can't talk. You can't just yell something out. It's just very restrictive.
It's so claustrophobic. And I mean, everybody is having the worst day of their lives all together stuffed on that tiny plane. So everyone's miserable. But I also think with really early flights like this, I've started to be like, I'm just going to accept that I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to be running on zero sleep. I'm going to show up, do the show, be a psycho, and then I'll sleep.
Yeah. Right.
Period.
Yeah.
It's got a tough one out for the team.
Yeah. This is all for Scott.
Yeah. I think Scott and Koo are helicoptering in. They're just going to drop in soft.
Must be nice.
Right on. All right. Shout out to them and look for them in Atlanta. Was that tomorrow night?
That's tomorrow night. This episode might be released a week from now, but tomorrow night is August 17th. So I hope you were there.
On. Right on. So they just heard about you getting there super early for a show that they're late to see.
Why the show was bad. So everyone knows.
Right on. The Atlanta Olympics with the bombing and this show. The worst shows that ever happened in Georgia. Well, right on. Let's, why don't we take a listen to our music chart theme.
Nice. Howard will proceed to rap the history of music.
There you go.
Here we go.
Music! We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. If you're a chartist, let me hear you scream. Tunes. Right on. There you go. Little treat for...
That's it. That's the perfect summary.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, what chart do we have this week?
All right, we have the top five on Spotify in the USA.
Spotify, right on.
So coming in at number five.
Number five.
We have Running Up That Hill, Kate Bush. Still on that chart.
This may have been big during the Atlanta Olympics. It was before that even. She does have a unique voice. I don't know that many people have copied it since then. This is a song that was big in the 80s, and now it's big again since Stranger Things used it.
Yeah, did you watch?
Yeah, I feel like, oh, no, I didn't watch Stranger Things. I stopped after season one. But it sounds like it got really scary.
Yeah, and it started getting more, like the first season is this really sort of tight Spielberg knockoff kind of thing. And slowly it turned into almost like Game of Thrones structure where there's 50 different characters all slowly going somewhere together, you know, like about to converge and you have to juggle like so many shades of gray. Yeah,
that doesn't, I mean, it sounds like maybe it won't wind up so good. Like, didn't that happen with Lost, you know, where it's just like it started a spiral?
Right.
Are people, but, yeah. Are people thinking this one's going to wrap up tight, or do they know when it's going to end? Or
I think there's one more season, I think, one or two. And I actually did like this last season. I think I skipped the season before this one.
They got you with the metal. They got you with the
master puppets.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but there's, of course, the people cutting the grass have begun to do it now.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. We can't hear it.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
right,
you sound great to me.
Is it destroying your ability to hear us talk about pop culture?
No, absolutely not. Okay. I'm a complete professional.
Were you guys saying there was a show last week on the Bang Bang Tour where somebody up front is fucking with the performers, but the audience can't hear it, but they just might get a worse show, but not know why?
Right, exactly. Some guy was yelling, and then he took a phone call, like loudly took a phone call from, you know, one of the front rows, and then like walked out, which is so to the performers. Unreal. That's so obvious when somebody just gets up and leaves.
Right. That's an insane move.
And then there was another guy, because they sat me back by the sound booth. Like normally I'm on the side of the stage, but I was sort of back almost within the audience. And there was this guy who brought his friend, and I felt so bad for his friend, because this guy was just yelling in his ear the whole time, "Oh my God, he's doing Andrew Lloyd Webber! Oh, I didn't see that coming! Oh, what? Listen to this! He's about to do this bit!" Like he was
coaching him through
every moment.
I had that at a Prince show where there's the person next to me is singing the whole thing. This is the worst. I'd be better off at home.
I know. I remember going to a friend's show one time, and this woman was, it was like a play, and this woman kept turning to her friend who she was there with, and I could overhear the whole thing. And she was like, "What? No." Like she was doing that, reacting to the play the entire time. And at one point the character like had a costume change, and she's like, "She completely changed her look." Like that. Yeah. I was like, how is this blowing your mind? It's like a shitty like play. Yeah,
it's the very basics of theater.
Yes, right.
She came back in. Oh my God.
Like some people, I feel like they just don't know that they're talking out loud, and that, I mean, especially when they're drunk, like who knows?
Oh, yeah. I got them in my family. Those could be my relations you're talking about.
Yeah.
I take it back.
I was going to say, when I try to watch something now with my parents, my mom is like that from the first minute. And it's funny, but it's also gotten extreme where it's like, it's the opening scene and she goes, "So who's that?" Like, so he's doing it. So what's
she wants to watch you
job?
Watch it.
Right. I'm like, I think they're going to reveal that. It's the first scene. Yeah. I think if we just wait, we'll find out who that is.
I never really thought of myself as this, but I actually think I've become this like old crotchety person who I'm like, are we going to watch the movie? Because if we are, everyone needs to stop talking so we can watch the movie.
Thank you. Dedicate yourself.
Yeah, that's me now. So.
Right on.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number of four.
Harry Styles, As It Was.
There you go.
See, that song just makes me feel like I'm in a Forever 21 shopping and I want to leave.
What did you get? What's in your bag?
Whatever I got there, I should not have purchased. I'm going to feel guilty later that I'm like contributing to fast fashion and it's a nightmare.
No, it'll last forever. Right. It'll last you forever.
Yeah.
It'll be in pure shreds in like a month.
Right.
But yeah,
clogging
all this, that type of music, I'm like, oh God, I'm shopping at a mall and I'm hot and stressed.
So schlep.
Yes.
Good call.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Bad Bunny, Me Porto Bonito. It's Got a little Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, that was high pitched. Very much so.
I, for some reason, with a lot of pop hits, I can get into it if there's like a Latin flavor to it or if like there's Spanish. I'm like way more into it. I forgive it. I like it.
You like feel like it's world music or
did you?
I don't know what I'm just like, yeah, okay, yes. Versus like if it's in shitty, like, you know, English. Yeah.
Did you see English. Did you see Ben Affleck recently speaking Spanish, that clip going around?
Oh my God, no.
I saw it and then I never clicked on it and now I have to go watch it.
Oh, you
I
have to go curious. Watch it. You have to watch it. You might, I mean, I don't know what you think about Ben Affleck, but based on what you just said, you're going to love him now. Okay, well, you're going to love him now.
Is it great fluent Spanish it's or does so he look like a tool? Or?
No, it's so shockingly fluent.
Okay. Really?
Like, and he almost sounds...
With an accent?
Yes, he almost sounds like Bad Bunny.
A great tutor, yeah.
Like, well, like it's so funny. Like his whole voice changes to this other register,
this other guy,
and he's just speaking at you like he's just, you know,
he's like Spanish soap opera guy. Also,
right, right.
That is my favorite. Those like radio announcers type in Spanish, like. Hola.
Hola. Sábado.
They used to always come through my guitar amp when...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
At shows with poor, you know, electrical grids or whatever.
Right.
That would just come blasting out. There was one gig somewhere in like East LA, I think, where that happened. And it was frustrating me. And I was trying to like adjust settings to get my sound. But then that the Mexican radio came through so loud and clear and started playing a song that the audience liked. And they all started cheering. It was really funny.
You're like, I did that on purpose. I channeled that song for you guys.
Right.
Wow. Mistakes can entertain people just as much as intentional entertainment.
Very true. That's like what improv is like entirely based on, you know?
Yeah.
People looking stupid.
Right.
People making mistakes.
Exactly. Same as someone getting hit in the nuts. It's the same
right.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. This is new, I think.
Yeah, Rick James sample.
Oh, really?
I'm the baddest alive. He know the prettiest bitch didn't come until I arrive. I don't let bitches get to me. I fuck they man if they try. I got a princess face, a killer body, samurai mind. They can't be Nicki, they sound stupid. I just laugh when they try.
I like it.
Yeah. I guess I could get into it.
I think she did that better than MC Hammer.
Yeah, like you
she
can't
took
touch
that.
This.
She took that beat. And twisted it around.
Like, why
she
did does something sound with so it. Familiar?
Right. I love that we still need to hear that she considers herself like attractive and confident. Like, it's just weird that there's certain individuals where you'll just get 20 years of messaging that they're the shit.
Right.
I can never tell with that where it's like you know how when you're on Twitter or something and you see all the people reacting to like the whole like Bob Odenkirk like feet thing, for example.
Oh, right. Yeah,
All I saw were the people defending, like, let Bob Odenkirk like feet.
Right.
Let him be. And I never saw any of the other ones that were like, what the fuck, this guy likes feet.
Right. So, like, you're like, how did this movement get started?
That happens so often, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, I saw the other day, like, Metallica or something was trending, and then all I saw were people angry at people supposedly canceling Metallica, but I could not find the original. I couldn't find anyone saying anything.
I really think that's intentional, because, you know, as soon as you see something's trending, you're forced to kind of look at 10 different tweets to try to figure
to
it
together.
Out.
You, they want you to be like a little detective, and then you have to stay on there even longer.
Interesting.
Right. It's in like that hellscape.
And then then I think they think you're one of the people on the wrong side of that issue, because you keep searching for these bad search terms.
Yeah,
trying to find
absolutely.
Them. Yeah.
It's a scam, man.
It is funny if it is true, though. Apparently, if it's true, there are like new Stranger Things young fans who were turned on to Metallica through that scene in Stranger Things.
Oh, that's absolutely good.
And then say, oh, I kind of like this. And then they research Metallica and listen back, and then they go, this band is bad. Like, they need to leave. Oh, we they only lie. Knew
they
about them
be
for
in
5 minutes.
Stranger Things.
Yeah. Right.
What did they find out about Metallica that made them?
I honestly don't know. Like, just like, I mean,
it used to be like.
Yeah, because you never got to the bottom of it.
Right.
It's not even like they have misogynist lyrics. Like, everything they talk about, it just sounds like some weird war battle or something.
Right. Yeah. It's usually just like, we're all going to die, you know, at some point.
Sadness.
I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't argue with that one.
Right. Yeah, right.
Okay. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
You know, that sentiment, I think, is a good sentiment for a song.
What? I wish I knew you?
I wish I knew you wanted me.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, were you listening, those... Brett?
Yeah. Seriously.
I tuned out at the end of that.
Well, it was kind of like, it was so repetitive. I was like, I wish I knew. I'm like, I get it. Right. Yeah. What the hell?
Dropping out. People are dropping out.
This is already making me feel like I do feel so out of touch with, like, what's popular music. You know, it's bizarre. It's like,
what do you tend to listen to, or do you listen to much music?
I like lots of different kinds of music, but I feel like I'm mostly, I love like old Dolly Parton a lot.
Oh, I love that.
Great.
Yeah, genius.
I like love a lot that. Of like, I love like Nina Simone, and like, I'm like more like anything that makes me feel kind of like I'm in a movie. I like.
Okay. Cinematic like sounds.
Yeah.
Right.
Old and, sounds.
Yeah. You know, but I also like more, I try to get into making sure I'm listening to more every, you know, like what my friends are listening to a little bit. Like,
have you heard
stuff.
Howard's somewhat of a Dolly aficionado.
Oh, but, really?
Have you heard that one song? We covered it on an episode of Preem Stream for
The Bridge.
Yeah, The Bridge. Have
yes,
you heard that
bridge,
one?
Yeah, the one where it's about the guy.
Yeah, yeah. No,
the woman's gonna kill herself because she's pregnant.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
Man, that is a powerful song.
She is all. I really love all the. I mean, I love all of her stuff, but the old country is just so intense because she. You know, country songs have always been really like. A lot of them are.
Gritty.
Yeah.
Gritty and
dramatic.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but with her, she has such a, like, it's just a, like, a feminist take on things, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Pure feminism.
They're dark.
From back
they're
in the day.
Dark songs, but her voice is so sweet and high that you sometimes don't even realize what the hell she's talking about. And then when you do, it's like, what?
Yeah. Like, you're like, that, how did Dolly go that dark? I can't believe it.
Like the one about the son dying, I think, the kid dying. Like okay, I forget exactly the name of it. I think it's like, God, what is it? It starts with a J. Or maybe it's a daughter. It's something like that. But it's like they have a little kid and the little kid is sick and the little kid's not going to live. And they know it. And it's really haunting. But yeah, that's the kind of music that I listen to when I'm driving around LA.
Right. Makes now LA seem like a happy place.
Now I know what you're going to be listening to on the plane. Yeah, at 6:30.
Not in my head. To the darkest song you've ever heard. Yeah, so I don't know.
All right. Well, that's the music chart.
Right on.
Wow.
We learned a lot there, and hey, congrats to everybody who made it into that top five, and we'll be right back with the movies chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it, so I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind cooking for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot. It's delicious. It's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious, and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I never saw Dolly live. Did you ever see her?
No, I haven't. I hope I get the chance.
Yeah. She should do the Hollywood Bowl or something like that. Surprised yeah. She hasn't.
She's just... Oh, but you know what I did do? I dressed up as her... Or my friend and I, we dressed up as Trio. And I was... I think I was Emmy Lou Harris. But like my other friend was Dolly and then like Linda Ronstadt. And,
right on.
But we posted it. I put it on my Instagram and Dolly liked the picture.
Oh,
the
my
real
God.
Dolly. And she commented a heart.
Come on.
It was... Absolutely, like one of the biggest moments of my life.
Yeah, that's like what Dolly whoa. Took notice.
I didn't even know.
I mean, I'm sure it's some like person who works for her, but I'll take it.
Oh yeah, but maybe.
I didn't even know she was on social media at all.
Yeah, she.
Oh yeah, she's pretty videos. Active.
Oh she's wow, current. That's cool.
Also, I've never really done any kind of like fan stuff like this, but when her ice cream came out for Jenny's, I like tried to order it on time. I couldn't. I didn't. It sold out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it sold out.
You just
like
never had
second.
It?
I would keep the container if I got it.
Yeah, me too.
What was the ice cream? I hope it
looked
was like,
really good. It was like a strawberry, like
Dolly swirl.
Yeah, like
was it two like giant scoops side by side?
Oh, come on, she's a songwriter.
Come on, Brad. It's not all about her tits, okay?
Come on. We applaud Dolly because she didn't just become some exploited lady like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right.
I'm just saying it'd be good. You get three scoops. Like the two and then one on top. It would be great.
What's the one on top for?
Her head.
Oh, now you're saying she has a head?
Yeah, what the hell? You know she had a head transplant. Right.
Head transplant.
I'm H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guests, Lily Sullivan and
Brett Morris.
And this is The Movie Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. All right, let's find out if America has gotten back into the movies. It's hot outside. They got every excuse to go sit in the air-conditioned movie theater. Let's see if they're taking the bait.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Nope.
Nope.
Holy shit, it's real.
Is the song Nope in there? Okay. Remember that TikTok song?
The E-40?
It was a Yup Nope song?
Yeah, that's E-40.
Yeah.
It should be.
Should be.
I want to say it is. But that might have just been something I thought of. Have you seen this, Lily?
No, I don't know the consensus on how scary it is.
Do you want real scary or you don't like scary?
I can deal with like a thriller. I guess I saw his last two movies and I was okay. I was medium afterward.
You're
some of the
together.
Like imagery kind of and the spooky music.
Uh-huh.
I'm very sensitive, I realize.
Me,
I can scare the shit out of myself. So I, if I see that, I have to see it with like a group of friends, middle of the day, and then I have to have a big plan to like not think about it for the rest of the day somehow.
Right. Clear your mind. I'm but like that even on Reddit. I mean, there's just so many things that could just scare you and traumatize you.
I know, it's actually really funny that I say that. And then when I go to bed, I'm like on Twitter, like looking at like videos of horrifying things happening. And
right.
And I'm like, okay, night.
And then you drift to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, it's like normal that I'll go, all right, I'm going to look at one more thing. And then that thing is the disgusting, disturbing, right. Terrible thing.
Yes, exactly.
Well, this one we noticed last week with Will Hines. It says on the trailer, rated M, which I've never heard, for sustained threat and coarse language. Sustained threat. So I don't know if that steers you either way.
The whole time it's like...
It's just sustaining a sense of threatening. Yeah.
You're just really stressed the whole time.
Yeah,
it's also my new punk band. Come check us out.
I will say, I don't get like too scared for movies like that, but it's kind of fun to see it with someone who does get scared.
Yeah.
So yeah, go with me.
I get scared. I think the last really scary movie I saw was like Drag Me to Hell or like Red Dragon or something like that. Like I have learned my lesson. I don't go back.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Marvel Studios' Thor, Love and Thunder.
Kids, get the popcorn out. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After saving planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. He got in shape. He went from dad bod to god bod.
It's interesting hearing like a... I guess a New Zealander, like, narrator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a charge to that. Thor. Yeah.
Did you guys ever see Hunt for the Wilder People?
No.
That's one of his movies, and it's one of the best movies one of my favorite movies I've ever seen, I think. It's so good. And it's about a Aboriginal kid who's hilarious. He's like clearly like wants to be like a rapper kind of, and he gets like brought out into the like wild like way in the like farmland of New Zealand.
Oh, I have to see that with the family.
It's so great. So that, I mean, I was always a fan because of that movie, but I, with the like these kinds of things, I'm like, I don't. I'll go to see this movie if a bunch of people were gonna go, and I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Is Hunt for the Wilder People, does it have a similar vibe to what we do in Shadows?
It is not quite as silly. It's both like, you know, there's fantastical, sweet, sensitive moments.
And
it also has a little bit of fantastical elements too, but yeah. It's really great.
I love Rhys Darby. I see that he's in it. I gotta see that.
Yeah. Highly recommend.
All right.
Check it out.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
DC League of Super Pets.
Wake up, buddy. It is 1 o'clock.
Maybe I should let him sleep.
That's okay. Superman's dog.
What is this? I didn't even.
It's Superman's dog.
Superman's dog.
What the fuck? Is this for kids?
Yes, it's an animated thing.
They should have an adult movies chart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, we don't always run into a, like, you know, a kid's album on the music part. You know what I mean?
Very
we don't, it's
true.
Not like Bananas in Pajamas or whatever.
Right, Kids Bop.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Get those kids out of my fucking chart.
No kids.
Let me just Google here. Adult movies.
Uh-oh, no, Brad.
Oh, boy. Sales chart. Adult movies.
Sustained threat chart.
Didn't New York try to have a restaurant where they didn't allow kids like a couple years ago?
Everybody got mad about it. That sounds like New York.
Does that not exist anywhere? That seems.
I guess people get all too mad about it. But it should.
I worked at like a fine dining restaurant in Chicago, and there would be like kind of an element of like if someone told us they were bringing their kids, we'd have to be like, well, we ask that they are on their best behavior. Like, you know, kind of like you talk so much that they don't want to bring their kids. Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Shame them a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, people weren't allowed to wear shorts. the chef and owner was this Italian guy, and he was like, he's like, absolutely no one can wear shorts. Like, no, no, no. And I would have to turn people away. It was so embarrassing. Because it's Chicago. Like, in the summer, people are going to come in wearing shorts all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Well, did he ever say why? He doesn't want naked legs under the table.
he was like, it's day class day. Like, absolutely not. But then he also made all the hostesses wear high heels, which is absolutely illegal and not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I did it. What can I say?
Had to be done for the cash.
It wasn't the aviary, was it? Or the office?
No.
Do you know what that place is?
I don't know where it is. No, okay. I don't remember.
We just went there when we went to Chicago. It was our only like fancy, nice dinner we had because it was kind of set up for us.
Oh, wow.
And it was cool. But on my tour. We'll see. I hope so. Paul and Scott like to eat before the main show.
And then
some of the rest of us will go out after.
So if you guys are listening to this now, this means that Paul and Scott ate dinner before the Atlanta show where we all had an awful show and we bombed.
Right.
But those
Chicago places get real fancy. It was like a...
Yeah.
We went downstairs and had our own like private room, and the door actually locked like behind you if you walked out of the room.
Whoa.
Crazy. Then,
but I had weirdly like the best popcorn I've ever had in my life there. Like we only had like little, no, it wasn't.
Oh, at the fancy restaurant.
At the fancy place.
They just had,
it was only like little snacks and things like sort of appetizer things. But, it was like a truffle popcorn, and Tart and I were like freaking out over it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Oh!
What do we have here?
You guys need to get the Maverick to Atlanta so you don't have to wake up at 6:15. Just like go at noon.
There you go.
Yeah. Let me call Tom. We'll see what he can do.
Rev up his whatever those things are called.
I still haven't seen it though.
Neither have
yeah,
I.
Yeah, we haven't seen it either. Yeah.
I actually, and I do want to see it. Yeah. I hear nothing but good things. I mean, you've seen the original, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But not in a while. I kind of feel like I could rewatch it and then go in.
Yeah, get
fully
up.
Informed.
Yeah.
I don't want to forget what Kelly McGillis lines they're referring back to in the new one.
I actually know the one of the like female leads in it.
She, oh, really?
Like, yeah. She's this girl, Monica, and she like really blew up. So it's kind of crazy like watching that happen. I've never had that experience of like, oh, she's like a movie star now.
Yeah. Like wow. People know who she is if we go hang out. Like,
right. It's, pretty surreal.
Congrats,
Hollywood.
Monica.
Way to go. Way to go, Monica. I'm going on tour. Going to be eating fast food in the back of a van.
Yeah, no. With a bunch of dude comedians. Hey, man.
All right.
Yours.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Bullet Train. Brad Pitt.
Travel is exciting at the movies. Planes, trains.
We're actually taking some trains on, I think, on this next leg.
Yeah.
Which I'm excited about.
It's going to be like Harry Potter. It's going to be amazing.
Really?
Trains through the South.
Lily, I don't think it will be. I'm sorry to say.
Brett, don't ruin my dream.
That's why she signed on.
Yeah.
Right.
I got my wand and everything. I'm so fucking pumped.
That'll be cool. That'll be like locomotives, they call them, probably down there.
Yeah, that's
the whole thing.
The famous Southern term.
Locomotives.
Right.
I've been spending a lot of time in the South lately, so it's normal to me now.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For like this whole month, right? Up till now?
Yeah, like because Tim, my husband's films down there, he's there till December. So he's basically there 6 months out of the year now. So we are part-time Charleston residents.
I mean, people say a lot of great things about Charleston. Is
the food scene is amazing.
Oh,
the
really?
Food is incredible. And it is really beautiful. It's insanely hot and has a very dark history, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's great.
Good barbecue, or is it like more than that?
Skip the history.
Barbecue.
Can we tell us about the barbecue?
Yeah, it's easier for me to talk about the food.
Oh, sorry. Do you want to talk about the history?
No, I don't. Yeah. They had like probably like 10 years ago, there was a lot of chefs like moved back there to like actually bring the food scene like back to its roots. So they went there. There's a ton of really good seafood. It's like everywhere you go is oysters. They'll have some kind of like amazing fish and like local everything. And it's really good. It's dangerous. All I do, my entire personality down there is that I go out to dinner.
We should eat tonight.
Yeah.
On the local, let's go to the locomotive.
Yeah, right. We're taking the locomotive. Right. Oysters, maybe a grouper.
The seafood locomotive's coming into town with fresh
fish.
Well, right on.
We did it, huh?
We did it.
Yeah, let's find out what we came up with on the music chart. We'll be right back with that.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Spotify. We could probably handle that.
I think we always do. We're batting 1,000 here.
Oh, wow, okay. Really cocky vibes coming from
right. Damn.
I also love how we tell everyone, like every guest, you know, it's like, don't overthink it, just anything you like, and there's no wrong. And then the theme song literally says, like, we're going to pick who brought in the best song, and we never do
exactly.
that.
Yeah.
It's a full setup.
Because you're trying to sabotage me.
There's no con.
Don't worry about it. Bring in anything you want. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is my first one. This is Built to Spill with Gonna Lose.
I like it.
I do too.
I didn't know those guys were trippy like that. Psychedelic.
Yeah, it almost sounds like Neil Young took some acid.
Right, right.
Yeah, and got a new guitar pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost
took a little crazy horse.
It almost has like a Ween vibe to it to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it does sound like Ween. Yeah.
Which I used to listen to a lot of that growing up, so.
Oh, cool.
It hit a sweet spot.
Right on.
Good job, Brett. We'll see how the rest goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Phew.
Pressure's on.
Yeah. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
It's Howard's first pick. This is MIA with Popular. Empowering.
I like that. Good dance number.
For sure.
She's the one that did that like chick chick boom boom song. Right?
Yeah. Paper Planes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She you never mistake her for somebody else. You just know that's MIA. That's not anybody. It's MIA.
Yeah, that's great. I like that one. Feels like making an entrance song.
Right. Here I come. Well, a lot of pressure built up. We've had two great tracks so far.
Uh-oh.
Let's see what happens with this next one.
Yikes.
All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Lily's pick. This is Muna with Solid.
She is not a screen on which you project. She is not a scene on your movie set. She is not a mirror in which you reflect. Yeah, she is of material substance. She's so, wow.
Nice.
That's good.
I did okay.
You did great.
You did great.
Oh, thank God.
The production was like so 80s specific, weird 80s.
Yeah, but it
feels like it could be in Stranger Things, honestly. Season 1, of course.
I mean, I said earlier in the show that Kate Bush didn't really influence anybody, but that actually sounds a little bit like,
I think that's why Kate Bush is also like, you know, Gen Z's like discovering her and a lot of that music kind of sounds in that vein nowadays.
Totally.
Right.
Where did you find this?
Well, I had a couple friends who were like told, you know, like they kept posting about liking Muna, and then I like went and started listening to it pretty recently and was like, this one is the one I'm like, I'm driving, like saw the new thing.
You're on the way.
The
to
whole
get
album
it.
Is really good. It's very good summer vibes, and right, it's also like a queer album. They're like, it's just great. It's awesome. I'm a fan. Right,
that's fun. I like that sound.
Yeah.
Good headed to get some clams music.
Yeah. Amen. When you're about to eat that lobster roll, you can listen to this.
Right on.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is my second pick. This is Third Secret with Live Without You.
That's not Miley, is it?
No, that's
oh,
funny,
though. It could be Miley, though.
It could be.
Yeah.
You know who they are? It's a Seattle band that's sort of like Seattle All-Stars.
Okay.
With, I'm not sure her name. I think it has two singers, like two female singers who are like, do these great harmonies. But it's like Chris Novoselic is playing bass, I think, from Nirvana. Okay. It's like a really great band. So they have one album and it's actually but it's really good. Like it doesn't sound too throwbacky to me.
It's throwbacky enough.
Enough.
It has a real like good, nice mood to it. And
the right flavor.
It does feel like more modern. It's great.
But I like that they went with like a vocal style that you weren't expecting, out of those guys.
Right. Yeah, that they have female vocalists is just interesting, too.
Yeah, and they're really cool. Like, they have a great, there's a lot of good songs on it, but they're really interesting. Like, each song is pretty different.
I'm going to have to re-listen to this podcast so I can go and look up the songs.
That's the only way you'll find
out. That's the only way.
We will not communicate it.
I can ask you after the recording. Right. I can't write it down right now.
No, we're going to be on tour, but you cannot ask me.
I'm busy.
To remind you.
I'm busy. Listen back.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay, coming in at number one. We're doing great so far, you guys.
Oh, thank God. I was so worried.
Yeah. This Pressure could really ruin me, it.
Though. This is really going to ruin it.
I picked something poppy, so this could ruin it. This really could.
Okay. This is Bella Poarch with Dolls. I feel like we've heard Bella Poarch before. And it was
good. Yeah, she's a TikTok chick who started putting out records.
Oh, wait, right? She started out totally non-musical, right?
Yeah, just making like faces. She has makes like blinks and stuff.
But then weirdly put out like one of the most impressive album, like really impressive. Cool stuff.
It's so Billie Eilish. It's Billie Eilish-esque for sure, but it's actually pretty good.
All right, here we go. This is Bella Poarch with Dolls.
Oh, don't I look nice? Batting my eyes, isn't it pure perfection? Cute, think I'm polite, stereotype, got your full attention. Things that you can play with me, you better watch your back. The last thing that you hear would be my laugh. Cause baby dolls kill. Don't provoke us or we will push you downhill. Might be pretty but we're still bitter as much as we're sweet. Knife hidden under the sheets, baby dolls kill. Don't provoke us or we will go.
All right, you guys can decide if
I'm
ruined
on board,
the countdown.
100%.
I ruined it?
Very.
Oh, you like it?
No, Brett, you ruined it.
I didn't say that.
Oh, I thought she said I was bored.
No, she says
I'm
she's
on board. 100%. I love it.
That'd be hilarious. Not. I'm bored 100%.
Can you imagine?
Well, that's great.
Just shut you down that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's
I really
great.
Do like Turn it. Off I room. Like Billie Eilish anyway, but this is like more upbeat Billie
yeah,
Eilish.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. Definitely. Candy-ish. Yeah.
I feel like this was way more Billie Eilish than the last one we heard. But, it, you know, in a good way. Like, I like Billie Eilish.
If I heard it, I would have thought it was her, Billie Eilish.
Yeah, definitely.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is some TikToker. You know I don't like when young people are successful.
Right.
I know.
That's tough. It's really tough.
And she makes faces.
They don't deserve it.
So she's multi-talented. I can't handle that.
Yeah, she already has a huge TikTok check coming in. And now
TikTok check. Chick check.
Chick check check.
Yeah.
Ching
ching ching. Right.
Yeah, it also kind of pisses me off like when the production is that good for someone.
Yeah,
it's like me as someone who makes a lot of sounds, it's like
right.
But
with her TikTok check, I mean, she could probably afford like any producer she wanted.
She found like a fake Phineas.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder what his deal is.
Maybe it is Phineas.
Oh, you yeah, think? under an alias?
I don't know. I mean, she's, like, alluring. Maybe she, like, thought, so, I'll just get Phineas.
Phineas is Billie Eilish's brother, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, okay, who produces all her stuff.
One of my friends was saying that the vibe between them is, like, they want to fuck each other.
Right. Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how are they ever going to find someone who understands them as good as their sibling?
Yes. You know?
Actually, right. Like on a like a real thing about that is like his girlfriend I once saw and she looked exactly like Billie Eilish.
Wow. Interesting.
So there might be something
That's
there.
Angelina Jolie and her brother vibes.
You know, yeah. Have you ever followed the account Siblings or Dating?
No, that sounds great.
It's brilliant.
It's on
Instagram.
Instagram.
And it's basically just pictures of people posing and you guess if they're siblings or they're dating. But probably the worst part about it, I mean, it's one thing when you're like, okay, these two people are dating and they look like related. That's weird because sometimes they really do. But other times I'm more concerned with why these brother and sister are like so like touching so much.
Oh,
I have
God.
Two brothers. I have an older brother and a younger brother.
Okay.
I've never
touch them.
Take a photo. Like I would never be on their like shoulders or like riding
oh,
them
so
in
funny.
Some way. Like
yeah.
it's psychotic. Yeah.
I know a guy who holds hands with his sister.
No.
I cannot imagine.
No.
With my
sister.
Hold hands.
Is so intimate.
I know. It was weird.
Absolutely not.
We hug when we see each other and we hug when we're about to, you know, go our separate cities.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Separate cities, exactly. Not like when like going out to get something.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Not there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We touched twice during an entire family trip.
Yeah.
The beginning and the end.
Right. We won't see each other again for a year.
Yes. And I'm not going to call you. I might call him like on a birthday or a holiday, but that's about it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mostly texts.
Yeah, like I got a video yesterday from my younger brother sent to like our family chain, and it was two squirrels fucking outside of like the house. And I'm like, that's the type of stuff that that's my relationship with them.
Yeah,
right.
Sending me some disturbing content. Where I'm like, why did you send this?
Yeah. Rather see that than touch you.
Yes.
Right.
Amen.
Hey, right on. Hey, we killed it today. This was great. Congratulations to all of us. Make sure you also check out Lily on this book, Change My Life, and Going Deep on Stitcher. Check out all of her credits that are amassing and all that type of thing. Check both of these guys out on tour. We've said it might already happened. But hey,
loved the tour.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Congratulations to both of these two who just killed it. locomotiving through the South on the Comedy Bang Bang Tour. Congrats on that. And check out all the other programs. Go to haveasummer.com/shop. Go over to whochartedpod.com to check out all the stuff over at the Chart Mart. You can get Two Charted, Preem Stream, and all the exclusive content back there.
Right. And you can also get on the Discord and you can vote for the hot picks. If you have a favorite you can share which one was your favorite.
Very cool. And
Lily, is there anything else? Anything else you want to plug?
No, just want to get those song names from you. That's something.
Sorry.
We'll think about it.
These are gatekeepers.
Send us some oysters and we'll think about it. But right on. And we will see you right here next week on Who Charted.